people use that word hooligan. I don't know if that's the right word or not. I think what happens is, you know, you're born to do whatever you do in life, you know. I mean, I believe it's addictive. You know, you get caught up in the scene. It's not... Look, football is a very, very small part of the game. A small part of the day, sorry, you know. You know, when you're going back in the day, even up till now, probably, you know, it's fashion, music, the meeting, the camaraderie of it all, and it's just, you know, whatever, and you got caught up in the scene, and, you know, one thing led to another, and next thing you know, you're climbing a ladder.
So explain this addiction, how it developed. I mean, how did it start? What was the spark for you, and then how did it develop beyond that?
Look, if you're naturally that way inclined anyway, look, you know,
you like fighting.
It's not so much you like fighting, you're a nuisance, aren't you? You're rough diamonds, you are what you are. Listen, I was never going to be a prefect at school, was I? Especially the 3 days I went, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, Britain is a very, very angry place, and it has been for many years. Margaret Thatcher turned around in the 80s and said, this is a cancerous disease and we must stamp this out. And let me tell you, it's still about. It might be on a smaller scale, but it is still about. Like now it's a bit more organised, it's this, that and the other. The element of surprise it was back in the day, in the 80s, you'd stop at a service station and all of a sudden you'd bump into another mob from whoever. You know, it's just the airiness, you know, going to Middlesbrough or Birmingham on a Tuesday night, you know what I mean? The cold, dark, wet and you know, you don't know what's going to happen. That's what excited me to it.
Did people have roles within your mob, or was it just a free-for-all?
Look, you got all different kind of characters at football on the scene. You got your out-and-out lunatics, you got your, you know, your comical people, you got your mixture of people that don't drink. Absolutely all sorts. You're talking about people that with good jobs. You know, you could go from a market trader to a stockbroker or a finance worker or someone who works in a bank or a thing, or your painter and decorator, or your car salesman, your car mechanic, you know, everything all across the board.
How bad did the fights get? Did you ever see anyone die?
No one died at football, do you know what I mean? And by the way, you know, whether it be, you know, the Leeds Galatasaray, for argument's sake, or wherever they are, Hillsborough, the Heysel Stadium, no one deserves to go to football and not go home. That's the bottom line. And anyone would say that.
What about elsewhere in Europe? You must have gone with Chelsea to club matches in the Champions League and so on. What is it like there? What are the firms like in Europe? And what's the relationship like between, let's just say, your firm, your mob, and firms in other countries?
You know, the likes of Poland. I've been to Poland a couple of times with England and what have you, and, you know, the Slovakians. And then we've gone to places like, you know, Austria and Galatasaray and all these kind of places. So, look, the national anthem was played and they, you know, was really strong with the booing and this, that and the other. But I quite like that. I like us to be, you know, they don't like us, we don't like them, but, you know, whoever you're playing. Do you know what I mean? So that's no problem with that. I actually quite like that, you know, the rivalry and the hatred, if you like. And, you know, modern day football has killed it for me. It's ridiculous. If you swear at football, you can't swear at football. It's a working man's game. Look, you're not a fan, you're not a supporter, you're a customer.
But it's safer and more enjoyable for many people, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be safer, it might be thing, you know, we win a bit of silverware, this, that and the other, but you don't have the laughs, you don't have what you don't have what you used to have at football anymore.
How much hooliganism is there still in English football?
Plenty. You know, it's still very much alive. You know, it's just, it's a whole game. It's the whole thing's a game. It's cat and mouse.
Are you happier now that you're out of the violence, or were you happier then?
Am I happier? I'm the same person. You know, you got to grow old gracefully, ain't you? You got to know when to call it a day. You know, someone said to me the other day at one of our lads, bless him, Fat Pat's funeral, and someone said, well, I'll bet you miss it, Jace. Well, you know, do I miss not being able to stand up and cheer your team, not being able to swear, not being allowed to be passionate, not being allowed to be who you are, what you believe in. I'll give you a prime example. We went to Belgium and we went to Bruges, and there was like 500 tickets, you know, fake tickets dotted about, and they nicked, I think the ground only held, the ground, it was so small, I don't know, but we absolutely had thousands. Now obviously we did, it's, you know, it's down the road, you can drive there, do you know what I mean? And we absolutely had thousands, and they was nicking everyone. I'm talking 60-year-old men, women, children, but they was nicking. And they put us in a warehouse, had a big water cannon in the warehouse, you know, everything, and getting out of me, I got out of my handcuffs. And we started cutting everyone's, because there was the plastic handcuffs. We cut them all off and burnt people's off, and we called it the Great Escape. And my mate Stuart was up the other end of the warehouse, and he pressed a button and the shutter went up and we all got out. And it was, you know, them memories, you can't buy that. That was just absolutely fantastic. And obviously I've never even seen the game to this day, do you know what I mean?
Do you have any remorse either, you know, for yourself, for all the times you spend in prison and all the matches that you're not allowed to go to?
Do you mean, do I regret
to?
Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get a not guilty.
And that's the only thing you regret?
Yeah, of course. Listen, you got to look forward, don't look back.
And you do it all over again?
Oh, 1,000,000%.